This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5 SRP. In August, our next RSL lunch will be on the 12th of August, and the first coffee and chat will be on the 13th of August. This will not be in the Watchman's House yet. We still are using the Girl Guide Shack, but we do not know for how much longer. The church have found us some storage space at the venue, and we'll be able to store our magazines and our library at the venue soon. Other stuff we do not need access to at meetings, Jeff has offered us storage space at his QTH. I'm just waiting for the church to get keys cut for the two-door cabinet they're making available for us in the room across the passage from the meeting hall. We will need helpers with a trailer or a utility to help move stuff from the shack to Jeff's QTH. If you can help, please email me. I do not have any idea when this is happening. We're going to take our existing two-door cabinets to Jeff's place. We've been asked by the Girl Guides to run a Jota event in October, on the 15th to the 17th or part thereof. If you're prepared to assist with this event, please email me as soon as possible. philstore@adam.com.au. Wishing you all a pleasant week, stay safe and stay away from COVID. Phil, VK5 SRP.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello everyone, this is Les, VK5 KLD, with more news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Friday, it was the fifth Friday lunch, and we all gathered at the Clovercrest Hotel and had a very nice feed and a good lot of discussion about various subjects. So, yeah, we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves last Friday. And, of course, the good news is that there's another fifth Friday, and that will be on the 30th of September. So we get to go out and have a fifth Friday lunch on that date. So glad everybody came along and had a good time. I certainly did. Now there's a special event coming up soon, and it will be celebrating the 150th anniversary of the Todd Telegraph Line, which was built to run from Adelaide to Darwin. And there'll be an expo at the Hectorville Community Centre on the 20th and 21st of August. And there's going to be some stations set up there, and also demonstrations of Morse code. And if you contact the stations that are transmitting from that venue, then there'll be a special edition QSL card available. And also to mark this event, there will be special stamps issued by Australia Post, and that includes a first day cover, which will be issued on the 23rd of August, which is the actual day of the anniversary of the Todd Telegraph Line. So there'll be more information about this event next week. And, of course, the Coffee Corona Club Net meets Wednesday at 0900 on 146850. And that's a warm-up for the Coffee Club, which meets at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And, of course, the F-Troop Net is on Fridays at 5pm on the Link Repeater Network. So come on up and join in the fun. Well, that's all for now. 73's good DX and stay negative. This has been Les, VK5, KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest news from the South East Radio Group as at Sunday the 31st of July 2022. How lucky we are here in the South East. John VK5DJ is very well known amongst BK amateurs as the author of a number of items of software relating to amateur radio. Many amateurs here and overseas have made good use of John's Yagi calculator to obtain the measurements for homebrew antennas. He is also the creator of the Beam Rotator Project and has sold numerous copies of the circuit boards for the project around the world. His repeater controller is an awesome piece of work and they feature in nearly all of our repeaters now. He continually receives requests for advice and information on repeaters and other devices, including one last week from an amateur seeking advice on low voltage protection for a solar-powered repeater. John was able to help this chap out with details of the device he designed and built for the upcoming Mount Richmond in Victoria repeater site. John has designed and built many AR-related projects and is an avid and very capable home brewer. In quite a few cases relating to repeaters in particular, John has been very lucky to have had a fellow collaborator in Brian, VK5VI, who on many occasions has been a major contributor to many of our projects. I would suggest that Googling VK5DJ will keep you occupied for some time, as John's webpage is full of interesting and informative information. Another club member who is well known worldwide is Chris VK5MC, whose name is synonymous with moon bounce experiments and activity. Chris has presented papers at GIPSTEC on a number of occasions and also at one of the World EME conferences held in Europe a few years back. For a number of years, we had Dr. Kevin Johnson, VK5KJ, now VK4UH, of Meteor Scatter fame, among our number, and he is now our club patron. We also have a number of well-known VHF and UHF aficionados among us, including Colin, VK5DK, and Trevor, VK5NC, who held distance records for a number of years and who had some firsts to their names as well. Our group can claim some pretty high power and well-known and respected members over the years, and I, for one, feel privileged to belong to such a forward-thinking and active group. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Have you booked your seller's table at our upcoming radio and electronics car boot sale? If not, then get in touch because over half of the seller spaces have already been booked. AREG is hosting our first amateur radio and electronics car boot sale on Saturday, September the 3rd at Dogs SA, David Roche Park, Cromwell Street, Kilburn. Gates open at 9 a.m. for sellers and 10 a.m. for buyers. Entry is just $5 for buyers and seller spots from $10. We can also cater for those sellers bringing a trailer. Please note that payment accepted for admission on the day will be cash only. Commercial sellers, Connect VK and QSL Comms, have confirmed their attendance and we're waiting to hear back from a few more. We'll also be giving away door prizes donated by Tet Mtron, Alltronics and Scope IT. To book your seller site, simply send us an email at vk5arg@areg.org.au. That's Victor Kilo 5 Alpha Romeo Golf at areg.org.au. And for more information, visit our website or check us out on Facebook. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be our annual general meeting to be held on Friday, August the 19th at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham. Doors open at 7:30 with proceedings starting at 8 p.m. Our guest speaker for the evening is Adrian, Kilo Oscar 8 Sierra Charlie Alpha, one of the team members of the 3 Yankee Zero Juliet Bouvet Island Expedition, who will join us via Zoom from his home in New York. Adrian will take us through the challenges facing the 3Y0J team and preparatory work that has been completed so far for this epic adventure, which is planned to be QRV in January 2023. Bouvet Island ranks number 2 on Club Log's most wanted list and is also considered one of the most remote parts of the world. So if you're a DX hound, this is one presentation you won't want to miss. And just a reminder that our next monthly fox hunt event will be held on Friday, August 12th. It will once again commence from the car park of the Adelaide Aquatic Centre off Jeffcott Road, North Adelaide. Hounds can assemble from 6pm with the departure at 6:30pm. This event is open to anyone to enter. Inter-team liaison occurs via the VK5RSB Adelaide Metro Area repeater. Hounds are asked to announce their presence on the repeater if they are late and are joining from other locations. Once again, for more info, check out our website or look us up on Facebook. 73 from AREG.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.